Armodoxy for today. Theophany. When we first began to journey through Advent, I mentioned that there are three gospel narratives concerning the birth of Jesus Christ. We are all familiar with St. Matthew's account of the Nativity, with the virgin birth to the visit of the Magi. Likewise, we know that St. Luke presents the Nativity in the context of the census, and with Joseph and Mary finding a birthing place in a barn because there was no room at the inn. The angels heralded the good news with the words, "Peace on earth, goodwill toward men." The third nativity story does not read like the other two. It is recorded by the evangelist St. John in his gospel. The time referenced is not 2,000 years ago. Rather, it's at the beginning of all time. It reads as follows. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing has been made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." The final narrative, the one according to St. John, is about the eternal presence of Christ. The words of Holy Scripture point to the Eternal One, the Creator and the source of life. And now, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We refer to this event as theophany, that is, the revelation of God. In Armenian, the word is descriptive of the event, astvaza haydnutyun. In Jesus Christ, God is revealed to humanity. The nativity is part of the theophany. He that was at the beginning, the one that took nothing and created something, created the stars and the sky, the sea and the scenery, is now in our midst. Advent has prepared us for this moment, and we now understand that no matter how long we prepare, we can never be prepared enough to stand in his presence. It is only by his grace that we can find the expression of awe that lifts up from our inner being. January 6th is the Feast of Theophany, Astvaza Haydnutyun. It arrives in 2 days. The 50 days of Advent have been filled with lessons from Holy Scriptures and the teachings of Jesus Christ. We are ready to view the theophany through the lens of Armodoxy. That means, with awe we await to witness the Nativity from Bethlehem to our homes. We look up to the heavens and see the shining star guiding us to the stable where Jesus Christ is wrapped in swaddling cloth and lays in a manger. And the spot under the star is in our neighborhood, close to our home. We now understand that the star shines above Artsakh, the Ukraine, the Congo, Ecuador, San Salvador, because most of all, we understand that Jesus Christ is revealed under each of these locations and everywhere. Tomorrow comes a revelation of God on the eve of the birth of Christ. Let us pray. Lord God, on this holy day, you came into the world in the most lowly of all conditions. You came to share your divine message with us. Fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit. Give us strength to marvel at the wonders of this day and to stand in awe. Give us the perception to see the Star of Bethlehem everywhere where you are born to those in need, to us, to those who hurt. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to be a witness of this blessing. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.
We trust you've enjoyed this broadcast. This episode of Armadoxy for Today, as well as all previous episodes, are archived at epostle.net and available for listening or downloading. To write to us with comments or questions, leave a comment at the site or email us at feedback@epostle.net. Also join us for our weekly podcast, The Next Step with Father Vazgen, available on your favorite podcatcher. For the production crew at epostle.net and all the members of the In His Shoes Ministries, this is Susie, wishing you a good day filled with God's blessings.